Hey, welcome back to Go Ask Sawyer. This is Jamie, your host. This is episode 5. Super excited for episode 5. And today is a solo episode. You just have me here. And today we're going to talk about relationships, friendships, and the lover type relationships. Before we get into this, whatever app you're using, could you please do me a huge favor? Leave me a review, 5 stars is preferred, and maybe a comment. Tell me your favorite color, or tell me how you found this podcast. Tell me about something you want to hear on this podcast. So if you could just hit pause real quick, scroll down, leave a review, 5 stars, I would greatly appreciate that. All right, let's get into this. So again, we're all about sharing stories and thinking about how we can make ourselves better in this place. And I'm constantly working on how can I make myself a better friend, a better mother, a better teacher, we'll say a better lover for those of you out there. And so today we're going to look at relationships, friendships, and the love type. I can't believe how many times I just said that. Anyways, it got me thinking because Valentine's Day just passed. Well, not just, 3 weeks ago. I hate Valentine's Day, and I don't know why. I've done some digging on it, and it could just be the simple reason as to I don't like Valentine's Day, but I do love to overanalyze everything I do. So I really think I hate the pressure around Valentine's Day. I hate waiting to see, like, oh, are they going to get me a card or flowers, or what do I have to get them? And pay twice the amount of money that I thought I was going to have to pay originally? Or do I have to take them out to dinner? Are they going to take me out to dinner? What if they don't do anything? Then do they love me? Like, for some reason, there is so much expectation around it. Even saying Happy Valentine's Day feels forced. And I don't know many people who dislike it the way I do. And I'm a teacher, and Valentine's Day was insane. Like, the amount of candy and Valentine's and balloons that were coming in and girls with rings. And I was like, holy cow, so much. I'm not a fan of it. And then whenever I get into relationship, it has to be a conversation like, do you like Valentine's Day? I don't like Valentine's Day. And what if they like Valentine's Day and I hate it? So then we have to find a compromise. I don't know. Does anyone else feel this way, or am I the only crazy anti-Valentine's Day person? And I'm sure someday when I find my great love, we'll have a stupid tradition on Valentine's Day, or we'll come to some sort of agreement on what it is. But up until this point in my life, it's just never been my favorite, which got me thinking about relationships and how I treat relationships and how I treat myself. Starting even just with friendships, this past year, there's probably about 2 friendships that I've broken off or have just naturally grown apart from. And anyone who knows me knows I cannot let go of people. I hang on for dear life. I will give you 17,000 chances because I want to be the one that sticks around forever. I want to be that friend that you're like, I can always count on this girl. But I stopped this last year and really thought about what kind of value are friends bringing to my life. And I noticed more and more that the things people were bringing to my life weren't filling me up. They weren't making me feel whole. They weren't making me feel good. Or I would leave friendships and literally feel drained. I would walk away from them thinking, I don't want to hang out with this person, or I don't want to hang out at this place anymore. And I started wondering, like, why do I keep doing this to myself? And I thought about just people in general. Does anyone here, any of my 6 friends here listening, do you have friendships that have just become very low vibrational or very dull or very gossipy? There's other friends that I hang out where I used to, I guess. I mean, there's always the venting sessions, right? But there's some friends that I hang out with or I used to, and it felt like it was just always negative talk or always gossiping about A, B, or C. And it's really hard to be friends with someone like that, because it takes a toll on you mentally. You walk away thinking maybe negatively when you walked into it thinking positively, even if you're a positive person. So then my next question is, how do you end those friendships? Do you ghost them? Do you have a conversation and say, I don't want to be friends with you anymore? But then that's going to lead to them saying, well, let's work it out. And what if you just don't want to work it out? I think we focus so much on the romantic relationship that we don't think about when we have to break off a friend relationship. And I think those are the hardest, because society teaches us that once we're friends, we're always going to be friends. It does not matter. You're just always going to be in my life. But sometimes there's just a natural, we don't align anymore, or we grow up and we have kids, and anyone with small children, no, you just kind of become distant or crazy, or your brain is constantly going on 17,000 tabs open and you just lose friends. How do you get them back? How do you maintain them? Or how do you know when it's time to end a friendship? And I've thought a lot about that. And the only thing that I can really think that I can really pinpoint right now is if you fill me up and make me feel good, you need to be in my life. If I don't feel good around you, then I can't be around you. And I think that's the hardest part. There's a few people in my life right now that I've been kind of going back and forth or maybe debating because I'm just not sure how I feel. Sometimes I'm around these people and I feel great. And then other times I'm around them and I either don't feel welcome or I feel bored. And so then what do you do with that? And is that even something you need to question? Is this just the reality of life? I just feel like as I get older, I just want everything to be very quality in my life and the people in my life, the events I'm doing, the sleep I get, the workouts I do, the food I eat, the places I go. I want it to be quality. I don't want to just settle for okay anymore. I don't want to settle for low vibration. I've talked about low vibration friends before. And Amy, who was on my first interview podcast, her and I have talked about low vibrational friends. And she asked me one time, why do you keep hanging out with certain people that are low vibrational? And it really hit me because I didn't know. Like, I think it just became a habit. And I think sometimes that's hard to let go. And I do really wonder if anyone else feels that way. If there's certain people you hang out with just because, and all of a sudden you get to a point where you're like, I don't even know why I'm still hanging out with them. And then when it comes to romantic relationships, the lover type, I struggle with codependency. I struggle with wanting to be wanted, wanting to be needed, to be chosen. Oh, the word chosen. And this last year, probably 2 years, I really worked hard at choosing myself. Like, I just want to choose myself. And I'm really, really good when I'm single. I'm so good when I'm single. But what happens when and if I get into a relationship? That's the part that I am starting to think about now and work through with my therapist. And I have a book I've been reading called Attached. You're not looking at me right now. I just put the book up in the video camera and you're not in front of me. So by Amir Levine and Rachel Heller. And I've been reading Attached about anxious, secure, and avoidant attachment styles. And I'm for sure an anxious attachment style where I love to be very close to my romantic partner. I want great intimacy. Sometimes I worry or fear that they don't love me or like me as much as I like them. I probably still am, the person that if I send you a nice text and you say, okay, automatically I'm, oh my gosh, they hate me. They're going to break up with me. This is the end of the world. And then an hour later, everything's completely fine. And I don't want to be that way. I want to be secure. I would like to be the secure attached, right? Like enjoying being intimate without worrying about the relationship, taking things in stride, having the conversations, being able to share successes and problems with my person without worrying that they're going to absorb or take offense or judge me. But that really starts with me, right? Like that really starts with me being confident with who I am and knowing who I am. And if you can't accept me in this or want me in this, then maybe we shouldn't be together. And is that too black or white? Is that too cut and dry? I'm for sure not avoidant, but I do know avoidant attachment styles in my life. I do have friends who I think are very avoidant. They are in relationship, but they are holding on so tight to their independence and the fact that they can do everything and they don't need anyone close, but they want to be in a relationship, but they're emotionally distant. It's like they are just so terrified of getting too close that they won't even let the other person in. And then the other person just feels like, well, why do I need to be here? And I'm for sure not avoidant. I'm very anxious. I'm very anxious, but I'm getting better at it. But I love to be secure. And I think that really starts from learning to trust yourself and having conversations right off the bat. Date one or two or three. I don't know. When do you have these conversations? I don't really date. I don't date. I just wait till someone stumbles into my life and then I date them for a while. I went on dating apps and it was just the absolute worst. I don't know if anyone else is gay out there, but if you know of a good dating website, maybe let me know. I tried Hinge. I tried Bumble. I just cannot. Also, I'm very awkward. I'm way better in person. And so I would text people that would swipe, like, let's meet. And then they would just disappear. So maybe I was too forward, but I'd rather talk to your face than check my phone for a text message from you. Anyways, I went off on a tangent. But honestly, the gay world just seems very small here in Milwaukee. And do you ask questions on a first date like, is marriage in your future? Are kids in your future? Do you want to move? I really want to move. And I meet a lot of people who don't want to necessarily move. Do I have to cut it off right then? Or can I just see where things go? How do you guys do it? Or are a lot of you just married for 18 years and you're like, oh, thank goodness I'm here? Because I do know a lot of friends who are like, I would not want to be dating right now. And there is something so great, I believe, about being single. There is something so great about moving the way you want to move. I can drive where I want to go. I can leave when I want. I don't have to tell anyone when I'm going to be home. I don't have to ask, do we have plans this weekend? Because I want to go see so-and-so, and I don't have to do all that. So I think being single is great. But like, could I find a balance being in a relationship, also having that same kind of love where you are both free to move as you want to move and check in with each other, but it's not so such a tight grasp that you can't do anything without each other. But at the same time, I also haven't really ever had a relationship where someone is very in my face, because my last girlfriend wasn't super outlandishly romantic. Another girl I dated was mostly in the closet, so she did not want to be anything like that out in public. And before that, I was married. I think he was pretty good. He was good about PDA stuff, I guess. Is that important to people? Do you want someone to be like, I want to hold your hand in public, or put my arm around you, or kiss you on the cheek? I'm not saying like make out on the table in front of people. That's ridiculous. Do you want someone who's openly wanting to be with you? Or maybe that's a question I need to ask myself. I did say in my list that I want to be with someone who loves me out loud, not in secret, not behind closed doors, not when it's convenient for them. I want someone who I can love out loud and who loves me out loud. But that's also going to take on my part, me showing up the way I need to show up for them, which means I need to be secure. I need to be able to trust myself, and I need to be able to have hard conversations. I do feel like a lot of intimacy is really driven from having those intimate conversations with your person. If we're only ever talking about surface level things, how are we going to get deeper? And the deeper the conversations, the deeper everything else will get. And I need to, of course, push myself to go deeper, to have those conversations, the hard ones, like, where are we going right now? Not like to the store, but like in the relationship, where are we going? And I don't want kids. I have two. I do like kids. I sometimes come off like I don't like kids. I do like kids. But I have two, and they're grown. And I'm about to be in my mid-40s with children that are both older and can take care of themselves. And I want to travel, and I want to start a business or of some sort. What if I meet someone that wants to have kids? Then I have to end that, of course. But I just think that a lot of us are looking for the single people. I'm just going to talk to you right now. A lot of us are looking for that love that chooses us, whether we are very secure and independent with ourselves or not. I do think at the end of the day, you want to be chosen. You want someone to say, hey, I want to be with you. Hey, I'm choosing to take this next step with you. Even as much as we don't want to say that, and as hard as we work to say, I'm going to choose myself first and the rest will come, I do think there's always a small piece of us that just wants someone, do I want to say to put a ring on it, that just wants someone to love us. And I'm sure in marriages, you get to a point where it's like, do you still choose me? I was only married 8 years and it was hard. And not because of the gay thing, like marriage is just hard. It's easy some years and it's hard other years, and some years you black out, but it is great and it is wonderful. And I do think there is something very romantic about two people choosing to wake up every day to be with each other and love each other. But I don't think you can do that on a surface level. And I don't think you can do that if you have fallen asleep. And what I mean by that is, If you're in a relationship right now and every single day is the same and you do everything the same and you forget to slap each other on the butt and you forget to hold that person's hand or hold the door or help them down the stairs or open the door or ask them on a date, you're sleeping. And eventually when you're sleeping, that's when things happen. I just took a beautiful walk with my friend Megan this past weekend at Lapham Peak, and we were talking about how sometimes in marriages or long-term relationships, everything seems fine, but in reality, you have both fallen asleep and you have forgotten about the other person. And then before you know it, the issues come about. And I think that even happens in friendships. Are you paying attention? Are you calling that person that, or texting that person that you're like, they never check on me? Are you reaching out to them? I don't keep tabs on people. I do feel like I reach out as best I can, but sometimes I'm like, man, I sure wish that they would reach out to me. But if they're not reaching out, I always say, try once, maybe twice, and then just let it lie, leave it alone. I just watched this podcast and now I cannot remember the name of it, but they said something about the relationship in 7, 7, and 7. Every 7 days, go on a date. Every 7 weeks, go on like an overnight trip. And then every 7 months, take a vacation. Just to keep the love alive. And I really love that idea of like every 7 days, take a date, make a date. Every 7 days, go on a date. Even if it's not a huge dinner, babe, I want to take you on a walk. And on the walk, I'd like to talk about whatever. Or bring them flowers and take them to a coffee shop. I guess like dates can be anything. They don't have to be ginormous, but there is something very romantic. And it's like, I'm paying attention to you and I want to spend time with you. And if you're listening to me right now in your car, I want you just to think about either your loved one or a friend that maybe you just realize, like, I haven't shown with my actions how much I love them. And of course, you can do the 5 love languages. And some people are more gifts. Some people are action. Some people are words of affirmation. Some people are touch. But even just knowing that about your friend or your partner, have you shown them in the last 7 days that you love them and you want to be here and you choose them? Because sometimes from a friend, all it takes is a text. Hey, I'm thinking about you. I miss you. I would love to get together. Sometimes from a loved one, all it takes is, I have not told you recently, but I love you and you are amazing and you are strong. And I'm so thankful you are in my life. And I think it's those little things that we forget to do that allow relationships to die and fizzle off. And they're so little, because I know if I received a text like that, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is the best day ever. Or even a little gift. I do like little gifts, random ones, not the Valentine's Day ones. But I really want you to think about, what have you done to show the love? Not just say it, because words say a lot, but honestly, if I know anything in my life, actions speak so much louder. You can talk all you want, but if your actions don't match, it means nothing. So on that note, I want you to have a beautiful day. I want you to think about your beautiful relationships that you have. And I want you just to honor yourself for even listening to this podcast, giving me a second, and just being in and present in your relationships and wanting to make them work. I hope you all have a beautiful day. Please check me out on Sundays. New episodes launch every Sunday. And if you have not, scroll down, leave me a review, maybe tell me about one of your relationships you have, and just keep being kind. And if you can't be kind, say you're sorry and keep trying. Have a great day.